Stonewall Jackson, the famous Confederate general, his mommy didn't name him that, by the way. He was actually Thomas Jackson. Here in the name we know him by in the first major land battle of the Civil War, the Battle of Bull Run, the Confederate forces were overwhelmed. They were retreating that day, except for a group of Virginia soldiers commanded by General Jackson. They refused to give ground, with their general mounted on his horse in the thick of the battle, inspiring them to take a stand. Well, another Confederate officer yelled, "Look, there's Jackson standing like a stone wall." Well, the Confederate forces rallied that day behind Jackson and his Virginians, and they ended up routing the Union forces that day. And from that day on, Tom Jackson was, Stonewall Jackson. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no retreat, no defeat. One person standing firm when the battle is intense can literally turn the tide. On the battlefield where God has assigned you, he's counting on you to be that person. And today he's given you a great picture of how you can be a warrior that your general can count on, one through whom he can win some great victories. The picture is in 2 Samuel 23, beginning with verse 8. It's our word for today from the Word of God. It's a description of David's most trusted warriors, three soldiers called David's mighty men: Joshabashabeth, Eleazar, and Shammah. You don't have to memorize those, right? Or pronounce them right. The Bible describes how Joshabashabeth raised his spear against 800 men, whom he killed in one encounter. Then it says next to him was Eleazar. As one of the three mighty men, he was with David when they taunted the Philistines gathered at Pas Damon for battle. Then the men of Israel retreated. Sounds like Stonewall's big day, right? But he stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. The Lord brought a great victory that day. See, mighty warriors emerge at times when everyone's tired and suffering from combat fatigue, times when most people would feel like quitting. They emerge at times when the odds are overwhelming, like that one, 800 against one guy, and at times when most are retreating from the battle. For you, the battle might be your family, or it might be for your church, or for the right thing, or for a stand that God has ordered you to take. So what is it that makes you one of God's mighty warriors and a soldier he can count on? Well, first, you defy the enemy, as David's men taunted the Philistines. Knowing that the devil is our real enemy, you dare to say, "I'm not going to let you win this one. Jesus, take authority over this loser and make him retreat." Secondly, you cling to your sword. For us, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. You keep fighting, holding on to what God says as tightly as Eleazar held on to the sword that became bonded to his hand. The third step that makes you God's conqueror is you stand shoulder to shoulder with your brothers and sisters. You know each time God introduces the next mighty man here, he starts with "next to him." Don't fight alone. Don't let anything come between you and your praying fellow soldiers. And finally, you remember who determines the outcome of the battle. It says of the weary, outnumbered, mighty men, the Lord brought them a great victory. They sure couldn't have brought a great victory against those odds. But mighty spiritual warriors know that the outcome of the battle will not be decided by them. It will not be decided by their enemy. It will be decided by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So no matter how intense the battle, no matter how weary the warrior, no matter how overwhelming the odds, do not retreat. With the Word of God in your hand, with your brothers and sisters by your side, with the Lord your God fighting for you, it won't be you who retreats, because your enemy is going down.
Did you know A Word With You is available to be sent directly to your email box? Join the thousands of people who receive each day's A Word With You program as a transcript or audio right at their email. Sign up is easy when you visit awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.